91.7 KXT. It's Mark. Very glad to welcome Brandi Carlile and Phil and Tim into the studios. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're playing tonight at the House of Blues. I want to talk about that and also about the new record. And, well, I understand you're going to start with a song from the new record, right?
Yeah, we're just going to play you a song from the new record that we're all really proud of and hope it goes over all right here in Dallas.
All right.
My grandpa gave me a wheat penny and I kept it in my pocket. I had big plans in my backyard to build me a space rocket. I talked to my brother on a fake CB that I made from a Tic Tac box. I packed my snowballs nice and tight, and in the middle I put rocks. Don't trade in your Tic Tac box for a ball on the end of a chain. And don't go spending grandpa's pennies buying into the game. You gotta keep your heart, yeah. Don't go growing old before your time has come. You can't take back what you have done. You gotta keep your heart young. Dad took the wheels off of my bike and he pushed me down the hill. But speed got the best of me and I took my first spill. That was back when alcohol was only used out cuts. It stung like hell, so I jerked my leg and mama said it would give me guts. Don't trade in your Tic Tac box for a ball on the end of a chain. And don't go spending grandpa's pennies buying into the game. You gotta keep your heart young. Don't go growing old before your time has come. You can't take back what you have done. You gotta keep your heart young. So take a picture of the one you love and put it in a locket. Go dig up your time capsule and the blueprints for your rocket. And keep in touch on a fake CB, that same old Tic Tac box. Pack your snowballs a little less tight, but in the middle still put rocks. And keep your heart young. Don't go growing old. Your time has come. You can't take back what you have done. You gotta keep your heart young. You gotta keep your heart young. Sometimes you don't die quick, just like you wish you'd done. And though love is a loaded gun, you gotta keep your heart young. You can't take back what you have done is done. You gotta keep your heart young.
Very nice. It's Brandi Carlile live on 91.7 KXT. Keep Your Heart Young. It's going to be on the new record, which, does the new record have a name yet?
Yeah, it's called Bear Creek.
Okay, so you ended up naming it after the studio, right?
Yeah, good homework there.
Which, you know, is very Elton John of you to do, because I know you're a huge Elton John fan.
You have my number. That's exactly what we were thinking about.
But also, you said that the studio kind of played a big part in the new record, so how did it do that?
Well, it is how it sounds. It's a barn that's, you know, placed on this really beautiful creek out in the Northwest. And it's the first record that we got to really record in the Northwest for Columbia. But it was just really special because a lot of nature sort of made its way onto the record, literally and figuratively. Like, it ends with us putting a microphone down next to the creek and recording frogs. And it really made an impression on us, and the whole process did. And our producer and everything was just a really special time, so...
And you kind of co-produced the record too, right?
Yeah, with a woman named Trina Shoemaker, who's unbelievable. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so was it a little bit nerve-wracking having a little bit more control on the record, or was it, you know, it's about time, right? I mean,
I don't know. I just think everything shouldn't be about control, more about kind of collaboration. And I just feel like I'm such a born collaborator that working with these guys feels so natural to me, and bringing Trina in and all of us just kind of being a big team just felt normal. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it too, I think.
Well, and you were really busy last year too, because you did that incredible live record with the Seattle Symphony, which really sounded great. First of all, you think so? Yeah, and then I mean, was it really tough to just kind of think in that, you know, just a completely different direction and having that huge sound with you?
Yeah, it was so bizarre. But the thing about it is that first and foremost, it was a show, you know, and it's funny. You want to think about, oh, this could be a record while you're on stage playing the show, but suddenly the only thing that becomes important is that, like, you don't fall down, you don't make a mistake, and you want to please the 2,000 people in the audience first and then make it a record later. But what ends up happening is that translates to the broader audience, that it sounds so live, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, and it also it had to be tough being a hometown show and at Benaroya Hall, which is this beautiful symphony hall right downtown, right?
Yeah, I wish I'd been there. I was having a real out-of-body experience. It's really nerve-wracking, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Bear Creek is the new record. It's coming out, what, early May or?
Yeah, early May.
Okay. And then you're playing tonight at the House of Blues.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think this is your first time at the House of Blues here in Dallas, because the last couple of times you've been in town, you sold out the Granada.
Yeah, I think we did do the House of Blues here in Dallas one time. It's one of my favorite House of Blues. I've always loved playing Dallas. We've worked here painstakingly and built up our following. We're really proud of our Dallas fans and our Dallas situation, you know. So it's pretty exciting for us to get to come back.
And it's going to be a trio show tonight, right, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Any of the new songs coming out tonight? Or?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be the sort of the objective for this little run. It's like maybe a one-week little tour we're doing here. And we're going to play a lot of the songs from our new record, try them out, see what people think.
All right. Well, it's Brandi Carlile and Phil and Tim. Thanks so much for stopping by and show tonight, House of Blues. And, you know, we'll have you back next time you're in town.
Thanks. Good to see you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. It's 91.7 KXT.